Chris Taylor on Double J. Would they recognize on the 4th of July?
Take a look around you, how did we get so high on the 4th of July? Now, are the albums thematically linked or more musically linked? Like, why is this a suite of three albums rather than just three separate releases?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, this idea of, like, New Age Norms was a phrase that our bass player Moss had written on a shirt, and he does a lot of, you know, he does all of our art, and he makes a lot of shirts, and that one just really captured me. I felt like it said something about the time that we're in, and the time of just, like, rapid change, and, you know, I feel like it's important to, like, sort of comment on what's happening in the world and at the same time, you know, not be politically divisive. And I felt like something about that phrase, like, walked the line between those two things. Like, it seemed to say something about what's happening in the world without, you know, without necessarily, like, stoking, you know, anybody's side. And so, yeah, I love the idea that, you know, there's a lot of New Age norms right now, things that are ethical issues or just ways that people speak or treat each other that are normal today that weren't normal, you know, in recent history. And I think there's a lot of change happening and it's kind of nice to be able to say it in a way that's sort of morally neutral, not like good or bad, but just kind of like, just is, you know, a lot of the songs are personal. They're not necessarily what's going on in the world or political or anything, but they are still, you know, they're made at this time of a lot of New Age norms happening. So wanted to have them be separate releases and each be really short. So they'll all be 8 songs each and very digestible.
It's interesting, this discussion, isn't it? Because, you know, there are certain artists who think there's nothing worth releasing, there's nothing worth saying unless you take a strong position and do that. Whereas what I'm getting from you is a sort of slightly more cautious approach to, with a view to not upsetting anyone or ruffling feathers. Wouldn't Cold War Kids have enough cachet now that the fans would give you some leeway just to say what you think?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not nervous about saying what I think. I think, I guess in some ways I would even argue that there's too much of saying what you think, too much sort of soapboxing, you know, like
there's a lot of hot air out there, isn't there?
More. Yeah. A lot of hot air, a lot of noise, a lot of self-righteous anger, honestly, that, you know, obviously, like, again, it's, there's so many ways to interpret. I think there is an absolute need for, you know, for a sort of protesting in art and in all forms of life, but I think when all of that protest is in the form of sort of like righteous soapbox kind of yelling, inevitably you get turned off, you know. And I think that's what we're seeing now, you know, this far into a Trump presidency and so many other world events that are happening that a lot of people just tuned out, you know, because it's just too much, you know. So I think it's not that I don't feel like we have a place where we could do that. I just don't think it's interesting to me or even necessarily effective. The way that people's minds and hearts are changed is through, like, you know, through personal stuff and through being compassionate towards characters that they, you know, may not naturally identify with. And so I think in a way that's kind of the line that I wanted to walk with the song Complainer. Like, you know, if you're looking at it as political or as like any kind of sort of group of people saying, don't sit around and complain about it. That could be a, you know, a liberal thing or a conservative thing or a whatever thing. I was really nervous that it didn't sound like it was coming from one obvious side, because that would really be a bummer.
Talk about the music. It seems to be a slightly new direction for the band. Is that fair to say?
I think so, yeah. I think it's a, you know, we finished the last record, LA Divine. I think we've had a gradual, like, evolution into kind of, like, really having big songs and having songs that have a lot of layers and a lot of vocal, you know, triumphant sort of choruses, and this was one where we set out to be like, let's kind of keep it a little smaller and tighter and funkier, you know, less grandiose. And so I think, yeah, that was like an important kind of boundary for us on this one.
I'm interested in how you write your songs. I just listened to an old interview with Bernard Fanning, who's the lead singer of an Australian band, Powderfinger, and he used to always write his songs on guitar, and then he suddenly had his eyes open to the beauty of the piano, and he felt really ashamed almost that he hadn't owned a piano or mastered a piano, and he thought it was really important to learn piano for songwriting. What instrument do you generally write your tunes on?
I love piano. Guitar was my first instrument, but piano to me is like, maybe because I'm not as good at it, that it, I can sit there and like play chords and still be very like, you know, engaged. I think there's something about a, like an amateur relationship to an instrument that's funner to write on. So yeah, piano is almost always the thing for me. And I'll be yours beyond the pale. There's temptation all around me, but I stay anyway. I'll be yours. It's not a sin. I am starving for emotion. It seems so innocent. Double J. Music makes you.